Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Share number 54. It's very important when you're speaking to a person, the mood of that person that you are speaking to will be a key factor on how sensitive they will be with to what you say to them. So if you see the other person's in a good mood or feels happy, then they're less likely to be offended by what others say to them. Even so, it's very important not to insult a person, but it's easier not to hurt someone's feelings when they're feeling better. When a person's in a bad mood, however, they're likely to become angry or distressed by comments that they usually would not be wouldn't usually bother them. Therefore, if you sense or you see that the person that you're thinking about interacting with now is very tired or in an especially irritable mood, then be careful with what you say to them. In such cases, that person will not be open to hear words of correction. Things that bother him when he's calm will irritate him in the present state if he's not calm now. In those situations, it's better to remain silent and stay out of that person's way if you see they're overtired or not in a good mood. This is important with the people that you come across in daily contact, whether at home, whether at work, whether in shul. People you see frequently, you could tell often from their facial expressions, their tone of voice, what mood they are in, how they are feeling, family members as well. You see when they're not in the best of moods, you stay clear from them, and you wait for a more opportune time to have some discussions with them. If someone comes home exceptionally exhausted, don't greet them at the door with what they would consider an attack if they need some space to unwind. And if you know someone had only 3 hours of sleep the night before, so you speak to them in a softer tone, and basically this tool, this ability, that again you daven Tashem for, Chachma Bina V'Das, give me understanding, discernment, to sense people's moods, to know when it is healthy to say things and when to leave it be until later. Another advice pertaining to the power of words, using it right, is to motivate people from their perspective. Part of Ahavas Yisrael is learning about them. You want to influence someone else to do something or to motivate them in some way. It needs to be based on their wants, their personality. Think to yourself and ask yourself, try to learn about this person that you're going to interact with now. Why would this person want to do what I want him to do? You know, there's desire to do what's right. There could be other reasons. What's important to that individual? And you show them based on their importance of what they believe is important. You know, there are people who want to do things from elevated motivations. Sometimes it's more mundane factors. So you align yourself with the way they think. If someone you know likes to save money, you want to help them with something, you say, you know, you do this and this now, it'll be cheaper in the long run. You're speaking their language. Or they're interested in earning business. This person will bring you more business, and so on. Other people need to see that they will have an enjoyable time. And by doing a minor thing that they find distasteful, they'll have great enjoyment later. So you could say, you know, most people don't realize how much fun they can have when they do a thing that I'm asking you to do, and so on. So the idea being is you learn about a person's likes and dislikes and disposition, and then when you want to motivate them, you motivate it based on the understanding that they have and their own language. What's also very important when you want to motivate others, never attack their motivation. Don't make an assumption. And if you feel a particular person could do some good deeds and elevate them and influence them, it's an act of chesed to do so. But you have to be careful that you do it in the right way. If someone, for example, is doing positive things for ulterior motives, you sense that and you attack them for it, that is einas devarim. And that also will hold them back from doing those good deeds altogether. So besides causing pain, you're preventing good deeds from happening. You know, in a way, you want to try to motivate them to throw in elevated motivations. You work with him. you think through before you approach that subject with that person. But in the meantime, you praise them for the good deeds that they're actually doing. So if someone suspects this, whether rightfully and wrongfully, or they say, you know, you're learning Torah only because you will be considered a scholar by your grandparents. You want to show that you're a Talmud Chacham to your grandparents. That, first of all, it may be false. Even if it's true and you sense it's true, that's not what you tell that person. You machshav them and you say how beautiful you're learning Torah and you want to become close to Hashem. That's your real Ratzon or whatever it is. Or someone says, everyone knows that you give donations to charity just to get your name in the newspaper or for the plaque. No, you don't say that. Even if it could be true. You thank them for the chesed and how much it helped and so on and so forth. You don't want to be machnif, someone. So you could be very, reserved about it. But you don't attack people's motivations, even if you believe that their motivations are not pure. Or you help that older person only because you hope that they will remember you when they write a will, they'll give you some money. Or you ask these questions in class because you want to be in the limelight, you know, to show what a big chacham you are. Or you visit the hospitals because you get excitement. That's your thrill, you know, to cheer people up by chassans because it gives you a high. It's not because you want to do chesed. Even if it's partially true, fully true, partially true, it makes no difference. They're doing a good deed. They're visiting the hospital and they're cheering people up. You praise them and you elevate them. How wonderful it is. You see the smiles on their faces. How much your jokes and your music or whatever you're doing in those hospitals are cheering these people up. By saying it that way, maybe even if they had ulterior motives in the beginning, maybe they'll start also thinking about the chesed that they're doing. That's how you elevate them. Not by attacking their motivations, but by appraising their good deeds and hopefully getting to the point where their motivations will get better. So when you're dissatisfied with someone's behavior, it's frequently that the person sees the situation differently from you or because of other circumstances. So don't assume negative motivations. They may not be the real reason for that other person's behavior. And again, even if they are, there are different ways of approaching it. So for example, if someone says, you didn't get me what I asked for because you wanted me to feel hurt. And you overlook the possibility that the person tried and maybe didn't get it or he absentmindedly forgot, not that he wanted to hurt you. Or you say this, you say you're telling that boring story over again only because you know I can't stand hearing it another time. And you're overlooking the fact that the person repeats it because he enjoys relating it, or he may have forgotten that he told you that story. Or even if he didn't forget that, he has such nachas by saying this story. That's why he's saying it. He's not trying to irritate you at all. Or if you say, tell somebody you're not going to their simcha because you don't like to see people enjoying themselves. That's not necessarily true. It could be you're not going to the simcha because you're overscheduled, overbooked, or you're wiped out, or you have other responsibilities. You can't do everything what you wish. So that concept of motivating people from their perspective and motivating others in a healthy way is very, very important. And also to be careful when you're speaking to someone to gauge the way they're feeling. Another negative thing that people do that they should try to avoid is to insult people under your breath. You know, people realize it's wrong to insult others, so they're careful not to do it in a loud, clear voice, but they may mumble it mutter it under their breath. And because it's not explicitly said, and it's almost like you're talking to yourself, and they feel they could get away with it. But whispering an insult does not make it any more mutter than if it's publicly expressed. So instead of whispering an insult, force yourself not to even do that and just work on trying to improve the situation. Another thing one needs to avoid also is nagging. Everyone finds nagging irritating. There are times when teachers and parents and employers and spouses find they do this in order to be persistent, but only restrict this when other methods did not work. find positive ways of motivating people to do what is necessary and reduce nagging to an absolute minimum. Because nagging, if they're not going to listen, it just causes pain without accomplishing anything constructive. And spend the time you save in refraining from nagging to search another positive technique on how to motivate other people. Or learn skills on how to do that. So remember that when people really want to do something, they will do it right away. They will not procrastinate. The way to overcome the tendency to nag is to learn the skill of getting people to do what you want them to do when you want them to do it, but in a normal way. You know, Dale Carnegie has a book, How to Make Friends and Influence People. Again, we may review it at some point in time. Practical advice of how to go about doing that. But to just nag is something that is counterproductive. It will not help. So all of these things that we talked about, the tremendous chesed of when you do speak to somebody to give them chizik, to gauge their mood and speak accordingly, the sensitivity of that, the motivating from their perspective, looking, being done lekavschus on the motivations of other people, and even if they have ulterior motives, you praise them and you, in that subtle way, try to get them to be more sincere when they're doing good deeds, not to insult under your breath, and to not nag, but instead find more positive ways to motivate people to do better. Bracha v'atzlacha.